And I do think that this sort of a thing, it needs to be part of the future of the church. There needs to be something that we stand for, and that we that the Christianity is actually good news. So I think that this has the potential of being a way for us to move forward to show a Shalom community in action, that we are not only talking about this liberal agenda, but we are putting things into practice in a way that benefits the whole community and that brings people together across political divides, and that makes the place more livable for all the people and all the creatures. I think that as friends right now, we're having a hard time standing for something in a positive way. So I think we stand for a lot of things. But I think we need to really intentionally listen to the Spirit on how to move forward at this time in our history, and that this is a piece of it, this expansion of the Reformation beyond just people into recognizing that we're part of the broader community of creation, and that we're participants in this creation story, this creation narrative that includes all of us as living beings. And so I think this is the work of our time, and this is something that as people of faith right now, it's going to take a lot of work, because for those of us who have grown up here in the United States and are fairly privileged, this is hard work to extricate ourselves from affluenza, to overcome the desire that we have for moral oblivion, to just ignore all that stuff and do the good things that we can do, but to really take a good hard look at that internally, not pointing fingers at other people, but you know, doing the work ourselves and as a community. So I think this has potential to be our work as a church community. And wanted to give us freedom to feel the despair and the pain that comes with these realizations. So I'm going to be talking more about hope tomorrow, but despair is actually a sign of hope, if you can believe it, because it means that you haven't given up, that you have a vision for a better future and another way, and you have a vision for the kingdom of God, that Shalom community. You just don't quite see how to get there yet, right? So when we recognize ourselves feeling despair, that's an important time to remind ourselves of the hope that we have. So we have the hope that we can trust that the God who has brought us through all these other things throughout Jewish and Christian history and throughout Quaker history will continue to guide us and is leading us and working in us to create that community. So as we recognize that despair, it can remind us of the hope that we have. And this is a painful process, and in Western culture, we like to do everything that we can to avoid pain. And so allowing ourselves to feel that pain is an important part of this process. Not avoiding it, not ignoring it, not trying to cover it up and medicate it, but really feeling it. And that's hard work, and it's not comfortable, and it's not something that can be done in a day. But despair and pain are normal responses to this. So what can we do? In the church, we have some ways to deal with these feelings of despair and pain. We don't always do them well, but I think that we can use lament, feeling really sad about this situation, and crying out to God about it. Confession, confessing our own part and our own obligation and responsibility. Repentance, turning around, and atonement, becoming one with God and with being reconciled with one another. We can use these things that are part of Christian tradition and part of many faith traditions to help us move out of this place of despair and pain and to deal with those things as a community. So as we provide spaces for ourselves to lament, spaces for ourselves to confess and to turn around, spaces for ourselves to do the positive reconciling work. That's how we move through the despair and the pain together. And those are things that the church can offer that the rest of our culture doesn't do well.